I'm talking now to Safna Verghi from Pakistan, from the Aga Khan University Hospital in Karachi. And we are now at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Meeting here in San Antonio, Texas. Safna Verghi, you're standing here by your poster about redefining breast care in low and middle income countries. Now, particularly, you're talking about oncoplastic surgery. Why are you addressing this? And what is it about oncoplastic surgery that you're investigating here in this quite big study?
So when we talk about oncoplastic breast conservation surgery, it's been around for quite a while. However, when we talk about it, it basically combines the oncological aspect, which means that you need negative margins, and it combines the plastic surgery aspect for improved cosmesis and outcome. When we talk about a country like our country, it's a relatively new concept, considering the fact that not a lot of people, not a lot of surgeons are actually trained in it. And with our second fellowship in breast surgery, now introduced by our local government and medical body, basically, it's now it's a coming up field, basically. So again, when we talk about the women back home, mastectomy obviously was the traditional way to go, and it's obviously very deforming. Back in like my hometown in Southeast Asia, unfortunately, women are still defined by the fact that they need, it's an aspect of feminism, basically, to have your breasts intact. And there's a lot of social implications associated with mastectomy, basically.
So you can actually avoid mastectomy. So does breast conserving therapy. What's the basic difference between oncoplastic surgery and breast conserving therapy?
So traditionally, it just used to be excise the piece of tissue along with the tumor, and irrespective of the cosmetic outcome, basically. What that means was that there could be contour deformity, there could be, the outcomes just weren't good. They didn't look good, women just did not respond to them very well. The addition of oncoplasty, basically, or the plastic surgical aspect of it, basically improves this cosmetic outcome, and this obviously is going to have an effect on their social well-being and psychosocial well-being, which is why it's crucial for the women back home.
What is the reason that you're addressing this issue for low and middle income countries?
So as I mentioned earlier, traditionally mastectomy was usually what was offered. Nowadays, obviously, and especially considering the fact that, as our study also showed, that younger and younger women are actually presenting with breast cancer. Some of them are not married as yet, and obviously that is going to have an implication on later life. So when there is an option which is oncologically safe, and again, it is aesthetically approved, then why not offer it there? And that is what is important in our part of the world, where women obviously desire it, but sometimes they're hesitant to even ask for it, whether their breasts can be saved.
Right. What did you do in this study?
So basically what we did was we looked at our single center outcomes of oncoplastic breast conservation surgery. And this was conducted at the Aga Khan University Hospital. As I mentioned earlier, it's a relatively new concept. So this was basically introduced in 2017. So we took our data from 2017 to 2022. We included all the female patients who were diagnosed with breast cancer, who underwent oncoplastic breast conservation surgery, as long as it was non-metastatic, which means stage 1 to stage 3 breast cancer. And we looked at the long-term oncological outcomes as well as the cosmetic outcomes. We actually approached the patients themselves and asked them about what their thoughts were, or if, when compared the operative site to the non-operative site, and then talk about the cosmetic outcomes there.
What did you find?
So we basically had really positive results. So we saw that among all the women who actually underwent oncoplastic breast conservation surgery, the 5-year overall survival as well as the disease-free survival was very good, and basically compared to international literature. Off note is the fact that the need for re-excision, basically, after the initial surgery, which is one of the biggest concerns, was only 3.6%. And just to put this in perspective, the acceptable rate of re-excision is 10%. So we just had a 3.6%. And again, the ipsilateral breast tumor recurrence rate was a mere 4.6%. Simultaneously, talking about the cosmetic outcomes, so approximately 68% of the eligible patients were able to respond to the Harvard Cosmesis scale. And 40% reported an excellent cosmetic outcome, and 51% actually reported a good outcome. So that was very satisfying, especially considering the fact that there was no symmetrization procedure on the contralateral breast. So this was purely one-sided surgery.
Right. What was the impact on things like progression-free survival, overall survival, and the ultimate patient-reported outcomes?
So again, the overall survival and the disease-free survival, the five-year disease-free survival, and the fact that the recurrence rates were all very low. And again, as I mentioned earlier, they were comparable to the international literature. So the overall survival as per was 96 months, and the disease-free survival was 93 months, as per the Kaplan-Meier analysis.
What is the message coming out of your study findings then?
So it's important, like for lower middle income countries, there is a burden on the patients as well as the surgeons themselves to provide good cosmetic as well as oncological procedures in order to save the breast, but at the same time, make sure that it is very economical as well. So for instance, if a patient back home is supposed to get operated, they're going to have surgery on one breast, but a symmetrization procedure is also going to come out of pocket. So we have a concept of less is more, basically. So with the minimum amount of surgery, which means minimal rate of re-excision, as well as no contralateral surgery, to get the best outcomes. And now we have proof that with a trained surgeon, this is very easily doable, basically. And it's very encouraging because we had good cosmetic outcomes and we had very good long-term oncological outcomes as well.
You've got a good message then for low and middle income countries, but I imagine for other countries too. What would you say to doctors? How should they think about changing their approach to breast cancer surgery wherever they live in the world?
So I think there's something that's very important and has been brought up throughout this conference as well. Again, we're sort of going on a more minimalistic approach. If there is no need to give any advanced like treatment and sort of de-escalating treatment, and at the same time, patient advocacy. So it's crucial to actually basically include patients in our decision making, to inform them about all the risks associated with that, be very clear, have them on the same page. And I think that's crucial no matter where you're like operating or treating patients with cancer.
Well, Safna Verghi, thank you very much indeed. Safna, you're from the Aga Khan University Hospital in Karachi. And we are now at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Meeting here in San Antonio, Texas, in America. Thank you for joining us on the Audio Journal of Oncology. I'm Peter Goodwin.